going away to somebody between now and noon. And I'm joined right now in the 1RPM studio. Got a very special guest playing a show tomorrow night. Space Capone is in the building. Hello.
Hello, Nashville.
How we doing?
I'm good, man. I'm ready for tomorrow night.
I got to say, you are, first off, you're probably the most dapper interview I've had in a very long time, and I'm not making fun of you. I dig that.
I tell people I have to make up for my face.
Okay, so. That's why I wear a beard. So there you go. Right. Maybe I need to get a blazer, because I think that works better than this.
It goes a long way. Look at Donald Trump.
All right, so the show is tomorrow night. Basement East, it's Jay Human is going to be opening up, and then you're going to be on stage. Doors at 7, show at 9, is that right?
That's right. Opener at 9, and then we'll go on after that first set.
Okay. And you've just released volumes 1 and 2, right? Is that the last thing you've put out?
Yeah, so for a while, a record label had ownership rights to a few of my songs.
Okay.
And they have recently reverted back to my ownership.
Oh, so, cool. Well, congratulations. That's kind of a big
much.
Deal,
it's
right?
A big month, big summer, and so a lot of these songs were written over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So a few of the songs I'm going to play today are almost oldies at this point.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, right? That's right. I always tell people, you know, it's okay if it's old. That's why people record it, so you can listen to it forever,
I'm
right?
still playing it, man.
Well, cool. Well, let's go ahead and play something now, man. What do you want to do for us?
This is called Turnaround.
All right, Space Capone, live in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100.
I got feelings, too. And you were thinking it was all to you. You say you ain't looking for love, girl, where do you come from? 'Cause I ain't never heard of that, and it always happens like this. You just got out of a relationship. There's got to be a way with you somehow one of these days, but you gotta hear me sing. There's a brighter road ahead, the one that's really worth searching for. You gotta let all the brothers out there know that you ain't in the game no more. Turn around, what are you running from? I didn't know that you were running, hang around. What are you hiding for? I finally come to find out just what you were all about. And it wasn't good. You say you ain't looking for love. What planet are you from, girl, anyway? And it always happens like this. We get sucked in after just one kiss. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way to get with you somehow one of these days, but you gotta hear me sing. There's a brighter road ahead, one that's really worth searching for. You gotta let all the brothers out there know that you ain't in the game no more. Turn around, what are you running from? I didn't know that you were running, hang around. What are you hiding for? Yeah, I'm gonna find out. Turn around, what are you running from?
All right, Space Capone live in the 1RPM studio here on Lightning 100. Show happens tomorrow night at Basement East. Jay Human, Space Capone, doors at 7. Show opens at 9 o'clock. You know, we're getting ready. We just announced Live on the Green this year and got a lot of cool bands coming to town. And you were actually, you played one of the very first ones, didn't you?
The first one, the inaugural.
That's cool. Do you remember who else played the night you played?
And that night it was the first night of the first Live on the
Green. Oh, wow. So you're like an actual Live on the Green OG then.
Yeah, exactly, nice. The OG. And we were opening up for Here Come the Mummies, so we might have been the OG of the OG.
Wow.
If you're the opening act for that first
Well,
night.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's going back.
Yeah. So it's you, Here Come the Mummies. Who else?
I cannot remember. Yeah. Who's that?
H-Beam.
Okay. We got Brian the Web Guy is in here, and I'm glad because he helps keep us on track there. I appreciate
it. I know
that.
Those guys, too. They're going to kill me for not knowing.
you would have gotten there. You just need another second, right?
Yeah,
you were having a drink of water. You couldn't get it out. It's radio. We can lie,
I was
right?
tuning.
There you go. He was tuning. Absolutely. So you mentioned you just got these songs kind of back now, right?
Right.
So you put them together, and the album, they're released as Volume 1 and 2, right, all on one album?
Correct. So we released Volume 1 in 2008 and Volume 2 in 2010.
Okay.
So this is a compilation of those songs that were shelved, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And so it's a compilation of songs that are, you know, over 10 years old, which is crazy because it doesn't feel like it's been 10 years for me. But,
yeah.
Well, we're excited to have them out. I also have to add that we're developing an artist who has been a background singer for us for over 10 years now, named KK, who has become somewhat of a celebrity across Nashville himself. And so a lot of the reason why I've been taking some time off the road lately has been to write for this new project. So we've got some cool announcements coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
Pertaining to KK.
So. Well, we'll absolutely keep our ear open for that. Then.
Absolutely,
that's cool. Do you get as much fun out of the songwriting piece as you do the performing part of it?
Equally.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like taking a song that's raw and taking it into the studio and hearing it become the polished song that it becomes. I can't place one activity above another as far as making music is concerned.
That's cool.
Also, because they'll hate me if I don't mention it, I'm DJing at the top of Acme this evening from 5:30 to 7. We're going to give away two tickets to the show tomorrow night.
Okay.
While I'm on air, we'll be giving away those tickets.
All right, cool. Do you, you know, at what point, like how long has it been since you've actually had these songs, the way reverted back to you? Like, has it just happened or?
Yeah, so it happened in May. And I mean, I got them up in like 2 weeks' time. I mean, you know, these days you can get something on iTunes in a split second. So
then, I mean, as you get closer to that date or even now, I mean, obviously it's not the first time you played the song. Does it feel kind of different now playing the songs? Like, this is mine. I own this.
It does feel different. Yeah. I mean, mainly because I've
never performed by myself. You kind of smile a little bit as you say that. Yeah.
Mainly because I've never tried to pull off these songs, which is me and an acoustic guitar. That's why I feel different. But they're my babies. And so, you know. I'm cuddling them. I'm holding them right now.
Absolutely. So. Don't squeeze too tight, right?
Don't hold too tight. Yep.
So Space Capone here, the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100. And in the years since some of these songs were first recorded and released, I went through and looked, and some people who were on the albums and did some stuff on them have kind of gone on and got names on their own. I think Mickey Echo was
a
part of it.
Correct, yeah.
And did some writing or?
Writing and background singing for mid-2000s before he got started. Calvin Turner did a lot of the production before he went and worked with Rafael Sadiq. And we also worked with a bunch of the guys that did the recordings for Michael Jackson, Bad, Off the Wall, and Thriller.
And I'm glad you said that because when I was going through, when I was getting ready to have you in here today, the name J.R. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that guy, and if you're, he's one of those, you know, most people maybe don't know the name, but if you're anywhere near a music dork, you know that guy and what he's drummed on, and you know how important. I mean, We Are the World. He played on We Are the World.
Oh, yeah.
How did that kind of come to be?
I don't think we could have convinced these guys to do it if they didn't enjoy the songs first. And, you know, those guys have done everything, and it's not like they need to make a lot of money. So I think it was just one of those things where they liked the project and they wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just J.R., Jay Graydon, who did the guitar solo on Peg, who played a lot of guitar solos on classic hits. Jerry Hay, who did all the horns and strings for Off the Wall and Thriller. So, and we wanted to do that. We knew that going into making the albums that
you know, we wanted to incorporate, pay homage to the guys that kind of paved the way for us.
So. And that's cool. That's a very cool approach to doing that, dude. When you played it for people the first time, they say, you know, who is that? You go, it's just Quincy's guys. No, big, just some guys we found. They worked some cat named Jones. I don't know.
Right.
They were part of a benefit thing. It's whatever.
You say it as modestly as possible.
Right. When inside you're going, oh my God, do you know how cool this is?
Right.
Because that's got to be, you know. And I'm sure some, maybe you're in the studio and some, maybe they sent tracks to you. But I mean, the first time you hear that stuff and you know this is for my song, that's got to be pretty heavy, man.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's so cool. So again, Space Capone live in the 1 RPM studio, getting ready for show tomorrow night, Basement East. Jay Human, Space Capone, doors at 7, show starts at 9. You have been in town for about 15 years now, is that right?
Correct.
Originally, you're an Indiana guy?
Hoosier, yes.
A Hoosier?
Where they filmed the movie Hoosiers, that's my hometown.
Really?
Gene Hackman.
That's so cool.
That's all we got, like one blinking stoplight. And,
well, and one of the all-time greatest movie speeches ever.
Correct.
Yeah, and little Ollie shooting the granny shots.
USA Today puts it as the number one sports movie of all time. So
you know, it's close. I'm a huge movie dork, and it's if it's not one, it's like top three for me.
Right.
It's so good, but I'm biased towards Gene Hackman anyway. I should also warn you, when I do interviews and movies come up, we could easily just veer off and talk about that for like a day and a half. So
and Hopper.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's, yeah, absolutely. Very, very cool. Well, you want to go ahead, you know, you're here, you got a guitar, you want to go ahead and give us another one?
I do. This is because it's Friday, so this is called Friday. It's about, you know, putting in your time.
All right, Space Capone on Lightning 100 live in the 1 RPM studio.
Lagging in your arms, we know where you'd want to be. But I got a job at the factory. I've been working real hard lately. Been punching my card, baby. Counting down the days to the end of the week. It's Friday, y'all. Gonna get paid today. Gonna take my check to the bank. Have it cashed real fast. Baby, it's my day. Cause I got plans with you. Gonna take you out on the town to have a blast. Saving all my kisses, all my cash and hugs for you. It seems I got so many things to do. I've been working real hard lately. Been punching my card, baby. Counting down the days to the end of the week. It's Friday, I'm gonna get paid today. Gonna take my check to the bank to have it cashed real fast. Baby, it's my day, Lord. I got plans with you. Gonna take you out on the town to have a blast. The 9 to 5. We'll blow your mind. The overtime will surely break your back. The 9 to 5. We'll blow your mind. The overtime will surely break your back. So I need someone at home to greet me. Cause baby, it's Friday. I'm gonna get paid today. Gonna take my check to the bank to have it cashed real fast, y'all. Baby, it's my day. Cause I got plans with you. Gonna take you out on the town to have a blast.
Space Capone live in the 1 RPM studio here on Lightning 100. Talking about a show happens tomorrow night. Basement East, Space Capone, and Jay Human. And if somebody's never had a chance to see a Space Capone show, what are they in for?
You're not going to be able to stay still, I guess.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. I'd like to say it's harder to stay still than it is to just let loose and move with the music. And yeah, so we won't be standing still. So
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mentioned to Adam from the morning show you were coming in, and he mentioned he saw you. The first time he saw you was years ago, and there was something about you opened the show wearing a mask.
Yeah, it was a Halloween show.
It was a Halloween show.
Yeah, and I wore a face mask that had like a bone coming out of my face. And
okay.
I was called Face Cabone that night.
Oh, nice. Nice. I like that.
Man.
That's so cool. I'm picturing almost like a Screaming Jay Hawkins kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
And I had to take it off like after the first song because the whole band was like, hey, we can't hear what you're singing. It just sounds all mumbled.
Well, and I think, you know, based on what I heard this morning, I think everybody thought it was kind of part of the show that you came out, we're going to do one song like that, and then just rip it off and go nuts, right? That's so cool, man. All right. So no masks coming up this weekend.
Mm-mm.
Just Space Capone and Jay Hewitt at the Basement East. Before we let you go, what's next, man? You got the songs back. You're working with some artists. What's next on your agenda?
There's another Space Capone album that is sitting and is waiting to be recorded. So
okay.
That's one thing. But I really want to work on this KK guy who is, everyone knows him. There are at least 1,000 people that are listening to this radio show that know KK. So
okay.
Between those two things, we'll probably have a couple albums to release within the next 2 years.
Okay. So. When you start getting stuff out, I want you to come back here, okay?
All right.
Let's get that
Sounds
new stuff
good.
Out there. Space Capone, thank you so much for being in here. And again, we'll say it one more time. Big show happens tomorrow night. Basement East, it's Space Capone, it's Jay Human, hopefully it's you. I believe it's $10 will get you in.
Correct.
I think that's right.
Correct.
Doors at 7, show starts at 9 o'clock. You better get down there and hang out. Going to be a good one. And thank you again for
Thanks,
coming
Casey.
By this morning. And